Many would be surprised to hear that Cache Valley is home to several refugee populations. In partnership with the Library of Congress, the project called Voices, Refugees of Cache Valley has been collecting the stories of this largely unknown population. Randy Williams, the Fife Folklore Archives curator and oral history specialist at Utah State University, says that this project has been a win-win situation for both students and the refugees.
Students can come away with exposure to a new techniques with interviewing, with cameras, with recorders, but also with digital exhibit preparation. You know, this is a class where they're walking away with quite a few tools for the toolkit.
The classroom is abuzz with activity as students are wrapping up their final group projects. Each group represents one of the three refugee communities living in Cache Valley: the Karen, Eritrean, and Burmese Muslim. Cami Dilge is a master's student in American Studies and says she's passionate about shining a light on minority populations.
It was just quite surreal and humbling for me that they were letting us into their home, likely one of their only safe spaces. It was just, I guess, a privilege to get to know them, but it's also eye-opening because you realize that you are privileged in different ways and you have to do something with that privilege.
This 3-week intensive course will culminate in a community event at the Logan City Library on Thursday, May 28th at 7 p.m. The students, including Literature and Writing Master's student Deanna Allred, will present exhibitions including the photographs and interviews they've collected.
I think the thing that has stuck with me the most is when one of our interviewees said, "I have always had to start every conversation with an American. Why can't somebody say hi to me first?" And it's like, oh, I can do that. That's something I can do.
For more information about the event or how to access the project materials online, visit us at upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Allie Snow.